We're doing the Seder HaKabbalah. We're up to page 135 in the Machon Ofik edition. Thank you. And page Pei Gimel in the Mosad Hav Kook edition. And we'd been learning about the Rambam and the Rif and the Rimigash. And Seder HaKabbalah continues and says, "V'acharav," and after him, meaning after the Rambam, "Hayu gamken chachamim gdolim be'eretz Ma'arav u'be'eretz Sfarad." You had wise men in the West and in Sfarad, which might mean Spain. "Ela shelo katvu rak asher yetzah tivam ba'olam nitpersem pirsum klali." But they didn't. "Ela shelo katavnu." I'm sorry, but we didn't write down those. Only those that became world famous. There were other big rabbis, but we didn't bother mentioning that. "Ela shemehem nitpersemu mitzad melachot acherot bechokhmot u'mitav ashir v'dikduk." But he says there are also giants from different places that became famous because they wrote works in other wisdoms or in song or in dikduk. Kmo, for example, a chacham Rabbi Yehuda Chayuj, he writes that he's the one that not he writes, but the Sefer Kabbalah writes that he's the one that helped us clarify and reinstate, so to speak, the greatness of the Hebrew language. A chacham Rabbi Merinus Ibn Jinach, you guys probably heard about Ibn Jinach. Ibn Jinach, the great, he's the one, he wrote a lot about Dikduk. And Umehem Achacham Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yehuda Ibn Gvirol, you guys heard of him, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I don't know what he did, but I've heard of him.
He wrote a book called Mekol Chaim, and he wrote something called Kitto Malchut, and other works in Dikduk and the Hebrew language. He was in the days of Rav Shmuel HaNogid and Rav Yitzchak Ibn Giyat, Rav Shlomo Ibn Gvirol, V'Chacham HaKlali, and the great wise man, Rabbi Moshe Ben Ezra, yeah, that's not to be confused with Rabbi Avram Ibn Ezra, right? V'Chacham Rabbi Yehuda Alevi B'Rabbi Shmuel. So, you guys know that. That's Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, the Kuzari. V'Chacham Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. Now, the great sage, the Ibn Ezra, the one whose commentary we have and whose songs we have on Shabbos, the Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. U'Be'eretz Tzofat Hayu Rabbanim Gdolim Acharei Rabbi Shlomo Zal. And in France, there were other great rabbis after Rashi. Asher katvu lelamed veleoil bepirush uvepsak. They wrote works to educate, to benefit the masses, and their works encompassed both commentary on the Talmud and also halachic ruling. Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZaken Baal HaTosfot, like the Ri HaZaken from the Baalei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Shimshon, and the famous Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, otherwise known as the Rash from Shans, Asher Piresh Seder Zrim Seder Taharot, and there are places in Shas that it's pretty clear that the whole tractate is the basis of Tosus Rash of Shans, V'Rabbeinu Yaakov, that's otherwise known as Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Tosafist, Asher Nodam Alato, that his greatness is well known, Halui Ktuva Al Sefer HaYashar, you can find it in the work Sefer HaYashar, that's a work that Rabbeinu Tam wrote. Very often, if you're not sure what Rabbeinu Tam means in Tosus, you could open the Sefer HaYashar and see the expanded version. That's his standalone work. There is the Tosus on the page, and then there's the Sefer HaYashar, which is his own work.
Did they take from that and recopy, or did he wrote two different
things? As far as I know, he wrote two different things. Wait, although sometimes Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and then you know he's quoting.
So here's the question. Who is the guy who wrote Tosfot?
There were many. Tosfot is a compilation of many rabbis known as the Baalei HaTosfot.
Is there an editor on
it? I don't know. It's a good question. There have been volumes written on this question. Rabbeinu Shmuel Achiv and Rabbeinu Tam's brother, Rabbeinu Shmuel, otherwise known as the Rashbam, right? Two grandsons of Rashi, Rashbam, Rabbeinu Yaakov. And many rabbis after them, Ad Asher Hagiya Zman Rabbi Meir Merutenberg. So we reach the point of the great Maharam of Rutenberg, Rabbi Meir of the city Rutenberg, Rosh Yeshivat Kol Eretz Tzofat, the head of all the yeshivas of France. The Maharam, it seems, was the head of the yeshiva in Germany. I don't know what he means. Eretz Tzofat might be a way of saying the whole area of Germany. I don't know.
Germany and France.
Maybe, I don't
know.
I'll just kind of piggyback though. And he taught Torah, and he elevated the learning. And following the Maharam of Rutenberg, we have Rabbeinu Peretz from the city of Kurville. Till today, it is the students of Rabbeinu Peretz who are the luminaries and strengthen the Talmud throughout France. And so to over here in Provence, there were great sages in the days of our grandfather, the one who was chosen, Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Yitzchak, the head of the court, when he passed away in that year. And his son-in-law, who is well known in fame for his greatness, Zekenenu Agadol HaRaivid, that's our grandfather, the Raivid. So you see, the Meiri was a descendant of the Raivid. Umehem Arav Rabbeinu Zachia Alevi, and among them was also the Razo. You guys remember the Baal HaMor? We opened up a Gemara, we saw inside that on the bottom of the Rif, there is a commentary called the Baal HaMor, Rabbeinu Zrachia Levi. He called himself a Ma'or HaKatan, the smaller luminary. He considers the Rif the great luminary, even though almost everything he writes is in disagreement with the Rif. Almost everything the Raza writes is to disagree with him. The Rav Rabbi Meir Ditran Kaltlais, I don't even know how to pronounce that name, he wrote a work called Sefer Ezer. The Rav Rabbi Yonatan HaKohen, that's the rabbi who we call the Rimi Lunil. Rabbi Yonatan, the Kohen from the city of Lunil, he wrote a commentary on the Rif, and he's quoted throughout the Rimi Lunil. V'arav Gadol Rabbi Moshe Bar Yehuda, we don't know that much about him. V'achayim Bno Arav Rabbi Meshulam Mibadrish, and I think we'll pick up here next time, or should we make a run for it and finish this work? Finish, but then we won't get to do any Rosh Hashanah tonight. Finish the work? Okay. Fine. Yeah.
Where was the Raivid?
Oh, so we saw earlier a long discussion that there were two Raivids, a grandfather and a grandson. There were really three Raivids. We discussed that earlier.
But they're all related?
Two of them are related. I don't know if the third is.
Okay. So I was just going to say, if the Meiri normally goes like the Rambam,
instead
of the Raivid.
Yeah. Yeah. We discussed it earlier over here.
Or something? Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to where we're holding. Over here, we discussed the Raivids and the grandfather and the great grandfather. V'achayim Bno Arav Rabbi Meshulam Mibadrish, he wrote a work called the Ashlama. It's called the Baal Ashlama. Arav Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Avram Minahar. That's Rabbeinu Shlomo Minahar. Rabbi Shlomo Bar Avram, we have his works, we have some of his works. He was one of the great people who opposed the Rambam, Rabbi Shlomo Minahar, and his disciple, not too surprisingly, was Rabbeinu Yonah, who also led the campaign against the Rambam and then regretted it and traveled throughout speaking about how he was wrong. in opposing the Rambam, and then he wrote the great work Sha'arei Tshuva.
And what did he say? What did he specifically oppose the Rambam in?
I don't know enough about it. Sorry.
I mean, a lot of people I know were very frustrated that he wrote the Mishneh Torah.
There were two main points they argued with him on. One was the Mishneh Torah, one was the Mor Nevuchim. But I don't know they specifically. I don't know the history. I don't know. The Talmidu Rav Rabbi David Bar Shaul and Rav Shlomo Minahar's disciple, Rabbi David Bar Shaul, and they joined together writing letters against the Rambam. Ve'od min Arvona kama v'chamal alafim, and in Arvona you have thousands of other great rabbis, umehem amongst them were Harav HaGadol Rabbi Yitzhak ben Maran HaLevi, probably should be Mervan HaLevi, who taught many students there, and Nechdo, his grandson, Harav HaGadol Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yosef ben Maran HaLevi, and Harav Rabbi Eliezer ben Zchariah, and Harav Rabbi Yitzhak bar Yehuda, והרב רבי אברהם בר חיים והרב זקננו and our grandson רבי שלמה הישיש רבי שלמה the elder. I don't know who he is. The Meiri quotes all these rabbis who we don't know anything about. He says these were famous rabbis in Narvona. בראש כולם דגל מחנה הנשיא הגדול מרנה ורבנה משה בן מרנה ורבנה תודרוש, and the head of all of these, the one who led all of these, was the great Chief Rabbi Moshe, the son of the great Chief Rabbi Tudrush. Okay, which again, we only know that they were famous judges, but we don't have works from them. Uvno ha'erez ha'adir Maran v'Rabbana Nasi Rabbi Levi, and his son, that great cedar, Rabbi Levi. And again, if they didn't leave us any works, so we only know that they led the communities, they were the chief rabbis, they were the heads of the court, but we don't know. V'yeter Hashansim and other leaders of our communities. V'achayim Harav Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen. Following them was Rabbi Yitzchak the Kohen. We don't know exactly who he was. Ashayam Talmidei Harav HaGadol Rav Atzal, a disciple of the Ravid. V'yasad Perush Yerushalmi. And he laid the foundations. He wrote a commentary on the Jerusalem Talmud. V'rov Tlat HaSidrei. For much of the three orders, Moed, Nashim, Nezikin. He says in his days a little bit of remnant reached them, meaning these works were abolished when you had situations where everything was handwritten, hand copied, and the church was burning much of the works, and in the pogroms and in the crusades a lot of this stuff was lost. He's telling us the rabbis, we don't have their works. He had some of them.
Wait, the three Siddurim. So what's the deal with Zerayim?
He discussed it earlier that often they didn't have time to delve into those. That was discussed.
Was partially because they weren't modern enough?
Partially because it wasn't relevant in their days.
Yeah, right?
And before him, before Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen, my Rabbi sat, the Meiri says, I am like the smallest of his fingers. I am a slight remnant of his actions in life. Meaning, he's saying himself as a student of his Rebbe. My Rebbe learned before this Rebbe Yitzchak HaKohen. And my Rebbe was a Chacham HaKlali, the all-encompassing wise man, Adoni Rabbi, my master, my teacher, Sinai Bokir Harim, who both had a broad tradition and tremendous depth. Rabbi Reuven ben Kvod HaChacham HaYeshish Anala Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Reuven, the son of the old wise man Rabbi Chaim. We don't know exactly who he's talking about, who his Rabbi was. V'ayah baki v'chol Talmud v'kiyut muflag. And he had a tremendous breadth of knowledge throughout the Talmud. V'chacham b'rov ha'chokhmot. And his wisdom encompassed many wisdoms, all the different sciences they had in those days. V'chidesh svarot robot v'talmud mikoch sikhlo. And he was so sharp, he was also innovative in his logic and explanations of different lines of reasoning in the Talmud. Because his sharpness was able to skip hills and mountaintops. And together with them, we have in that generation Rabbi Yosef Bar Gershom and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shlomo. So the Meiri is basically summing up his Jewish history, because he's coming up to his own generation. Ubabdirish Acher.
When did he
said that earlier.
I know.
I wrote it down in my other one, the exact date. הרב הגדול המופלג רבי משולם, הרב הגדול רבי גרשום ברב שלמה, חיבר ספר כולל כל פסקי התלמוד. רבינו גרשום compiled the work that encompasses all the rulings of the Talmud, and again we have no clue what he's talking about. Karo Shalman, he named the work Shalman. Different works refer to it. We don't have it. It became extinct. Rav Gadol Bno Rabbi Shmuel, and his son, the great Rabbi Shmuel, he also continued in leading the congregation. And there were many rabbis among these. He says, I'm pointing out the leaders and the unique ones, but there were many great rabbis in each of these places. They're beyond our capacity to enumerate. V'chein b'Katlonia, and so too in the city of Katlonia, achar Rav Nasi al Barceloni, shamanu shem Rav Gadol Rabbi Yonah. We heard that the great Rabbi Yonah took over there, and he's probably talking about the Rabbeinu Yonah of Gerudni, who composed the Shaarei Tshuva. V'shem Rav Gadol Rabbi Moshe bar Nachman, shel nitpersema chokhmatam ba'olam. We also heard about this great rabbi called Nachmanides, Ramban, that their wisdom has become famous around the world, meaning he seems to say, I haven't seen their works, but I've heard they're big people, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. But we have heard about their students, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban students, Harav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avraham Narvoni, Asher Chibel Sefer Perush Hilchot Rav Alpas, he wrote a commentary on the Rif, which we recently they've uncovered large segments of this. And among their disciples, what we have left is Shnei Amorot HaGdolim, the two great luminaries, Echad, Rav HaGdol, Gefen Adert, Rav Rabbi Shlomo Barceloni, Ma'aram Avram Aderet. That's one of the rabbis who is with us today. Rabbi Shlomo Barceloni, Ben Avram Aderet. You guys know who that is. It's the Rashba. The Rashba is a disciple of the Ramban. He seems to say he's also, I don't know if he means that he was also a disciple of the Rabbeinu Yonah when he says their disciples. He's taught tremendous Torah. He's had a tremendous number of students and he's compiled a tremendous number of works. Wherever you have an area in Talmud, you don't know what it means, just open up what he has to say. That's the Rashba, really. The Rashba is very clear and concise. If you want a commentary on Talmud that's clear, that will elucidate anywhere you're not sure, okay, what's the logic here? You look at the Rashba. And using him, we were able to strengthen ourselves and clarify quite a few halachos that were unclear to us. Become a masechtot throughout many tractates. In his goodwill that he sent us his pleasant responsa. When we asked him questions, we used his logic, his responsa, to figure out different halachos that were beyond us. Musav al shlemut svarav chiburav. That's on top of the tremendous works that he put out that we use. So you see, the Miri learned Rashba in his Talmud. He learned Rashi, he learned Rashba. V'arav Rabbi Aaron Halevi Gamken, and the other great rabbi is Rabbi Aaron Halevi, otherwise known as the Re'ah. We also have his works, and they carry a great weight in halacha. V'acherim imem, and there were other great rabbis with them, disciples of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, Nachmanides and Rabbeinu Yonah of Grodni. V'chein ayom b'gvuleteinu marbitz Torah v'montav shlir v'yeter ha'sviva. And so to today, we have people teaching Torah, his disciples, in these different great cities. Ad asher hagiya hazman aleinu anachnu hayom, till the point where we've hit today in our recounting of Jewish history. Sheshlamnu min hashanim hei alafim v'shishim. You asked where he was holding. He says 5,060. Okay, so that's 5,700 years ago. Okay. Hi hashana asher sheshlamnu baze achibur hagadol v'kol tlat hasidrei. That's the year we finished compiling this great work on the three orders of Shas, meaning Nashim Odin Zikim, I guess he started with. He ended up finishing the work on all of Shas. But he says, now I finished on the three orders. Ve'ishnat Nunalef Leleidatenu, and he says it's 51 years since we were born. I don't know why he uses the royal we. Asher Haya B'Sof HaShana HaTshi'it Lefrat Elef HaShishi, he says I was born in the end of the ninth year. In the end of the ninth year, I don't know what he means, Leferet Elef HaShishi. I don't know. In the beginning of the 6,009. So if now it's 5,009, if now it's 5,060, that's 51 years. Siman HaShana Uval Etzion Goel.
No, it's just interesting that he calls the 5,000 Shishi.
Yeah.
Because there's a funny thing in the Megillah like that.
Yeah, they used to count that way. You see it in Shas also. The seventh hour is after the sixth hour.
Right.
Meaning you enter your 13th year when you're 12. That's the way they used to count. My grandmother still counts that way. When you have a birthday, she always says you're entering your next year. That's so he says the year I was born in is like Uva Letzion Goel. It was 5,009. Kemenyan Uva, the numerical value of the word Uva is 9. Etchalnu bo shnat lamedchet leleidatenu. He says I started this work, the compilation on the Mishnah, when I was 38 years old. So it took him 13 years to compile on the Mishnah. Milvad redushim peroshim miktzat chiburim achim shechibarnu b'seder elyon. Aside from the other works that I've been working on during this time, the compilation on the Gemara and other things, Yizakenu Akel v'yasim chelkenu b'mbinei starav, the potent one should give us merit, and we should be among those that understand the secrets, v'yodei sodot torotav, and those who know the hidden or the secrets of his Torahs, v'yiten lanu malachim ben ha'omdim ha'ele, and we should merit to move forward among the angels that are standing. Amen, Ken Yaseh Hashem. Amen, so Hashem should do.